verse number 34. Mark 8 and 34. The Bible said, when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. I'd love to tell you, if you'd serve God all your life, be faithful to him, that life wouldn't get heavy. There are some crosses that have come in our life that will get very heavy if you're going to follow Jesus. But aren't you glad that when you're following him, you're not alone? I'm glad somebody's went ahead of us and for us. I like this word, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You may be seated this morning. Now, Luke chapter number 16, on the thought, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together. I pray you'd deal with hearts like only you can deal with hearts. I pray now you'd help me preach, God, the things that you'd have me to say and do today. Lord, if it'd be one here lost, I pray that you'd deal with their heart. I pray that you'd save them by your amazing grace this morning. Lord, I want to thank you one day that you saved me. God, you've seen about me, and I want to thank you for that. Help us now in the preaching time this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, and I ask you for Jesus' sake. Amen. And amen. I want to preach this morning on a simple thought on, have you heard? Have you heard? In Luke 16, verse number 19, there was a certain rich man that was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, and which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, thou wouldest send him unto my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they've Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Preaching on this thought on have you heard? Have you heard about the bad news? You know, we hear a lot about the news around in our country, in our community, and in our culture. But I wonder, have you really heard about bad news? As a matter of fact, me and you, we know a little bit about bad news according to this news. A place that is called hell in your Bible. A lot of preachers backed off this topic and this subject, but I would ask you this, that why would we build a church except to worship the Father in spirit and truth? We worship Him, but we build a church also to warn sinners, to let them know that there's a payday coming someday. There's one that hung on an old rugged cross that took your sin and my sin to keep you out of this place called hell. I've heard a lot of people say, well, you ought not preach that and scare my children. I'm not trying to scare nobody. I hope the Holy Ghost will get you under conviction, make it real to you in your life that hell is a real place. Have you heard the bad news? First of all, hell is a real place. People live a life just like they're never going to meet God. Just like maybe you're going to walk in church and pay your dues and walk out and you'll be all right. But Jesus said these words, you must be born again. Why did He say that? Because there's none good, no, not one. And we must all come by the way of the old rugged cross. I got out the other day in church and got in the foyer and the man asked me, he said, how you doing, preacher? I said, I'm doing pretty good. He said, the Bible is contradictory to what you just said. He put me in my place and I realized the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. I think a lot of people are confused about going to heaven and how to get there. They think, well, maybe if I live good enough or do enough good things, God will let me in. But all of that is by the works of favor and by the works of man. Honey, we got to be saved by the grace of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ who hung and died as a lowly lamb to take the sins of this whole world. You just don't open your eyes unto His kingdom and get in without being washed in the blood of His Son. Hell is a real place. You say, well, preacher, we're trying to build a church here. You're exactly right. Not a community center. You need to realize, honey, there's eternity out there waiting on me and you. And I'm going to meet God just how you're going to meet God. And we better be placed in His Son by the work of the Holy Ghost, washed in the blood of the Lamb this morning. There's bad news. Hell is a real place. The Bible simply said this. Now, we know that the Bible's true. You better believe that this passage is true. This passage is not a parable. This passage is the real deal. There is a real place called hell. And the Greek word sheol, a place of departure from God, a place of darkness as the midnight dark, a place that knows nothing about God. It is a real place. The Bible simply said this, that there was a certain rich man. You know, no doubt he thought that he had everything that he'd ever need and he might have had in this life. But honey, let me tell you, that ain't the bad news. The bad news is he met God without His Son. And in hell, he lift up his eyes being in a real place this morning. Hell's a real place. You say, well, your little grandboy got up and sung Victory in Jesus. Yeah, I thank God he done. But I'm also glad that he's under the sound of the gospel to let the little boy know that Jesus saves, that he's got to be saved. And just because his papa's a preacher don't mean he's going to heaven. He's got to get saved the way papa got saved. Oh, God, save our little ones. Save our little ones. We got so many men that's become comedians and they become drama artists, not much preaching about a place that's really called hell no more. Mama and daddies, I wish God would strike our church with such a burden for sinners. I wish God had put us on our face for our children that are lost and our grandbabies that are lost and our brothers and sisters that are lost. I wish God had given us a real burden for lost people at Liberty Baptist Church. Have you heard? Hell's a real place. In hell he lift up his eyes. Wouldn't that be something, leave his lifestyle and open his eyes in hell? Wouldn't that be something, you leave your lifestyle and open your eyes in hell? Young people, I want to say something. You have been so highly favored to be able to know somebody that's brought you to a church that has still preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe you came here without anybody bringing you, but you're so favored that God allowed you to sit under a gospel preacher to tell you that there's a real place called hell and eternity's too long to be wrong and you got to be saved by the grace of God. It's not filling out church card, becoming a member. It's having an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit of God deals with our heart and convicts us and convinces us that we are a sinner. And at that time we can come by faith to Christ. And the Bible said He would in no wise cast us out, but He would save us by His amazing grace. Have you heard the bad news? The bad news is hell is a real place. It's not a place where people just go and spend a few days till their sentence is over with. Hell's not a place that you go and hold until somebody can come and get you and pray you out. Hell is an eternal place. And this morning, I don't know if you've heard the bad news, but hell is a real place. You'll notice the Bible says simply this, that he said in verse number 20, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. He's laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Have you heard hell is a real place? Number two, have you heard hell is a remembering place? But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. I think one of the greatest things in hell that's going on this morning, not only the pain, but the memory that's going on in that place. People remember the opportunities that they had to come to the Lord Jesus. When you die and go to hell in your sins without Christ, you'll remember the old gospel message. You'll remember somebody pleading you and offering you that of salvation in order to be saved. memory. That'd be it. I don't know if you've heard the bad news or not, but people in hell are remembering. That's a bad thing. Preachers are called all across this land to stand over caskets and try to preach people into heaven, and people sitting around know they never know nothing about God, didn't love God, wasn't affiliated with His church. That's false doctrine. People that are saved, they'll follow Jesus and their lives get changed. My Bible said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become anew. Yes, people make mistakes, but it's a big difference in being saved and lost. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I want all my grandyounguns to be saved. I want all of your grandyounguns to be saved. I want your children. I want your husband and your wives to be saved. What kind of preacher would I be if I didn't want to see your family saved? I'd kiss your babies and shake your hand, make you feel better, but do you want somebody to tell you the truth? Hell's a real place. The bad news is it's a real place. Have you heard? Hell's a real place. Hell's a remembering place. Have you heard verse 26? Hell is a remaining place. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass us that would come from thence. In other words, when you're in hell, you're there. The Bible teaches something a little further, and I don't have time to get to that. But hell will be turned into a lake of fire at the judgment bar of God, at the white throne judgment. Hell will be brought up and judged and cast into the lake of fire. Let me tell you something this morning. I just wonder, have you heard? And just because somebody tell you the truth don't mean they don't love you. Matter of fact, somebody won't tell you the truth, they don't think much of you. Have you heard? Have you heard the bad news? Hell's real. Hell's remembering. Hell is remaining. And then I want to say this. You heard the bad news. Hell is ready. Hell's waiting on you if you hadn't been saved. It's ready. It's not full. It's open for business. Hell's ready. It's waiting those that deny His Son. I hear people saying, well, you know, we all serve the same God. Not if you don't come by the way of the cross and His Son, we don't. Muslims have a God, but they don't know our God because they bypass His Son. There's one way to the gate, that's by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, no man shall come to the Father except by me, is what Jesus said. You got to go by Him. Hell's ready. You say, why you say that? Look what He said. He said in verse 28, for I've got five brethren. I wish you'd go and testify to them. Look, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they've got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went up to them from the dead, they'd repent. He said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard the bad news? But I don't want to leave you with that. Have you heard about the good news. You don't have to go there. That's the best news I've heard today. I ain't got to go there. And you ain't got to go there. And your babies ain't got to go there. That's the best news I've heard all week. Jesus saves sinners. Don't want to leave you bad news. It's enough bad news. I want to leave you all some good news. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Some of you young people, you may just be here for a season in your life. And it's so important, the decisions that you make in your life. If you don't make a decision to follow Christ, to accept Him as your Savior, just go out in this world and you'll die lost without God. And you'll raise your eyes in hell one morning. There's a family come to me the other day. That's what she said. She said, "Pastor, I want you to pray for my husband. Said he's never been saved." I'm talking a man done over 60 years old. Hell's no respecter of age. It's for the young and it's for the old. And it's for all of those that reject this old, old story. There's one way to the gate, and that's by the death of his darling son. Good news is you ain't got to go there. Good news. Matter of fact, that's the gospel. It's the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection of His Son. The grave didn't hold Him. He got out of the grave. He lives to make intercession for me and you. I'm glad He'll take a sinner and get a hold of God and bring them together by grace. He's the mediator of the New Testament this morning. Sets on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession that morning when I come to the Lord. I didn't know all about what I'm preaching this morning, but I tell you what I did know. I knowed I was lost and undone without God. I knew my wife was saved, but I knew I didn't have what she had. I knew inside of me there was torment and horror. I knew when I'd pillow my head at night, I didn't have the peace that passed all understanding. But honey, that Sunday morning, August day, I sure am glad that my foot went toward God. I didn't realize all that happened that day, but I'm going to tell you what happened. When I moved by faith, Christ reached and got me. And He reached and He got His Father. And He brought us together. And He imputed unto me righteousness. And the Holy Spirit placed me in His Son. And I'm sealed. Have the King's stamp upon me. And when He comes back, He's going to see the stamp. Stamp to glory. Them Pepsi trucks used to back up to the dock. We could not open them unless they had a sealed stamp on the back door. You know what that meant? It meant they were sealed from Birmingham to Noonan, Georgia. Hallelujah. A one-way route. Glory to God. I'm glad the day that I believed in Him, that He put a seal on my life. Honey, I'm headed under the glory land by the good grace of God. I'm glad I'm saved by His amazing grace this morning. Sealed. The day of redemption. As a young preacher, I used to talk about that seal when Mama would can them pickles. That ain't what it's a talking about. Made good preaching, but it ain't right Bible. That king had a seal with his ring. And he stamped everything that belonged to him was his seal. I'm glad I've been sealed till the day of redemption. Have you heard hell is a real place? I was praying this week. God brought to my heart, my nephew is lost. Then he brought to my heart, my uncle, done in his 80s, lost. You know what he said, Brother Mike, last time I witnessed to him? He said, Ken, I've never done too much bad. He said, I drunk a little. I did a little this, but Ken, I've really never done much bad. Had another uncle on his deathbed, he dealt with cancer, and I called him. I said, Unc, this is Ken. And I want to tell you that the Lord died for you. This is what he said. He said, Ken, I've never done too much bad. That Bible says there's none good. No, not one. He sent one that was good and that was perfect. And he hung on a bloody cross and he shed his blood that we could all go free. That's the good news this morning. You ain't got to die and go to hell and you see, you can be saved by grace through faith this morning. Do you want to be saved? Then the Lord would save you. You say, why that? Why you say that? Because the Lord's still in the saving business. Today is the day of salvation. What would it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his only soul? Maybe my mind thinks too much. But I've met some wonderful people. I've met some well-to-do people. A man I used to run, fish, golf, hunt with. Had a whole lot of money. He died, they sent me word. I went to his funeral. And all that material things that he had here, his hands turned loose of. And the only thing that he had in here, not here, but in here, is what he took out with him. Oh, I hope he is saved. I witnessed and witnessed and witnessed. I hope he is saved. He's even been to our church. Matter of fact, you remember at Sewell's, when all the hands there, they had a big meal full. You remember that they'd bring a preacher in on Tuesday to preach. I remember the first time you ever heard me preach. You'd never been around no church or no guy. I got done preaching. He went to applaud him. My heart wept and said, you've not been around a man of God's taught you nothing.
You listen to me, people. Hell is a real place. If you're not saved, you're not going to heaven. You'll lift your eyes in hell. And I don't care who your mom and daddy is. I don't care who your husband or your wife is. We all stand even at the foot of Calvary this morning. We've got to be saved. Jesus said you must be born again. The most religious man in that New Testament, except for Apostle Paul, came to Jesus at night and he said, Rabboni, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man could do these things unless God be with him. And he turned around and he said, you must be born again. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter again into his mother's womb? Jesus said, no, he must be born by the water and by spirit. What are you saying? You got to be born by your earthly mother one time. But you got to be born by the spirit the second time in order to go into heaven. Won't you be saved this morning? Won't you take a step out for the Lord? Trust him to save you. You say, preacher, how do I know he's saved? Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to be saved? I can tell you this, according to this Bible, if you want to be saved, you can be. He said, all that would come unto him, he would in no wise cast out. But you'll have to come to him yourself. That's good news. The bad news is hell's a real place and it's a ready place and it's a waiting on you if you're not saved. But there's good news. The good news is Jesus saved. Where's little old Nicholas today? I seen him here. Where's Nicholas at? Nicholas, come here just a minute. Nicholas, where are you at? Come here, Nicholas. Let me tell you what salvation do for you. They said this young man after Sunday went to everybody around his ball team. You know what he was saying? He got to school, not he joined the church, but I got saved. I got saved. I got saved. I got saved. You know how he got saved last Sunday? He come by faith. Just as a little child, he didn't know all these doctrines I preached to you this morning. All he knew was a preacher told him before, come to Jesus. All he knew was his little heart was troubled and he needed to do something about it. That's all he knew, and that's all you need to know. All you need to know is your heart is troubled. Come to Jesus. He'll in no wise cast you out. And Sherry, would you come play something just softly for me this morning? I want to ask something, a particular question. And I want you to listen to your preacher just a few more moments. I'm done. I want to say this. Number one, if you was to die right now, would you be in heaven or hell? There's no between. One or the other. Number two, preacher, I know where I'd go and I've never been saved, but well, this is the next question. Do you want to be? Because I can't force it on you. And nobody here can force it on you, but I can tell you this, if the Holy Ghost moves on you, make it real to your heart, it'll be real to you. Do you want to be? Do you want to be saved? Well, preacher, I've done too much.
I doubt if you've done as much as I did. But He saved me. Forgave me. He'll forgive you. Just like He did me. This is what Paul said. Paul said he was the chief of sinners. Well, that gave me hope. That let me know He had done so much more than I'd ever done. And if God could save the chief, He could save me. He can save you. Do you want to be? I know, preacher, I believe in God. Oh, I understand that. The Bible says the devils in hell believe and tremble. But have you had an experience with salvation? Has there ever been a time that you've come to Christ, just as this little boy did, just stepped out by faith in trouble and needed some help? Well, I got good news for you. Jesus saves. And Jesus can make a difference. But you'll have to come to Him. Right now, I want to open this altar up. Maybe you're here.